When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ellen says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can you discuss this? I am so irritated by the lack of manners these days.
No.
Now that the nicer weather is here, I see people jogging in a beautiful cemetery across the street from my house.
Okay.
This is a sacred place, the final resting spot for our families and neighbors. It's not a gym. It's not Cherokee Park. I'm not sure there's anything I can do, but I just needed to get this off my chest. I dare people who do this to call you and justify their lack of decency.
Oh.
And don't tell me it's too dangerous to jog on the street. Planet Fitness is $10 a month. Sign up and show some respect. Thank you. Love your show.
Okay. Thank you for giving us maybe the emotion attached to that email.
And the most angry ad for Planet Fitness.
Right, exactly.
They're probably like, hey, thanks. Thanks for the shout out.
Yeah, thanks for the shout out, Ellen. So I'm a jogger. I don't jog through a cemetery, during any of my routes that I take.
But is there like an etiquette for that?
But yeah, and I was just going to say, I don't know, but I will be honest and say that I've like, you know, when we've driven through Cave Hill Cemetery on occasion, I've looked at it and gone, this would be a great place to jog. Like, you know, in my mind, I'm like looking at it going, oh, you know, it's nice paths, some hills, you know, beautiful, flowers. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, great. Landscaping and everything. And so, you know, I could be guilty of what Ellen is accusing us of.
Well, you probably shouldn't start now.
Well, at least if Ellen lives across the street.
Yeah,
that is true. I don't know. I've not heard of this as a respect thing or not. Is that any different than driving through a cemetery?
Well, I think it's because she's thinking it's not with the purpose of visiting a loved one.
Okay. All
right. You're driving through a cemetery. Sure. You're on your way to visit a grave. So I think that's what she's thinking is like, you know, well, you're not paying respects. These are people's loved ones. You're running all over.
Well, I'll say that there have been times when I've gone through a cemetery and I don't have a loved one that I'm seeing, but I just, you know, we're going there to see certain gravestones or certain, you know, places where people have been put to rest, you know?
Yeah.
Not because they're related to me in any way or because it's a loved one, but because more of a, I don't know, educational purpose, I guess.
Okay. But you know, I feel like the whole purpose for having a cemetery is so that you can go kind of visit your loved ones
and pay
your respects whenever you feel like you want to be close to them. So, you know, maybe the residents at the cemetery enjoy visitors.
Residents.
maybe she could change her perspective and say, well, maybe they like the visitors.
Hey, Aaron.
I learned to drive in a cemetery, and the streets are dangerous, and people don't want to go on a treadmill. They like the weather's nice. They want to be outside.
Okay.
There's no harm, no foul. She needs to get over herself.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He said he learned to drive in a cemetery.
That is unusual because the roads are narrow.
Well, yeah, the roads are narrow. So then I could see. And there's curves, lots of curves. There's rarely ever straight lines in a cemetery, right?
Yes.
So I could see where that could be something
interesting.
And I'm thinking of,
I'm not sure we're going to go ahead and go ahead and endorse that as a, hey, that's a great idea. Well, let's go try to learn how to drive in a cemetery.
If you hit anyone, they're probably not going to get hurt.
Listen, I feel like Ellen would really thumb her nose down at that idea.
She would not appreciate that.
She
comment.
Would not no. put her stamp of approval on that.
All
She's
right.
mad at people jogging through. She's not going to want people to start learning how to drive in a cemetery.
All right. If you've got a comment or, a comment for either Ellen or you are a jogger and you go through cemeteries and you want to kind of justify what you're doing.
Give her another perspective.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear yours coming up. And Paul, I'll get to your comment on the way next. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Ellen, triggered by the lack of manners from joggers who run in a beautiful cemetery across the street from her house, says it's sacred and not a gym. So wants joggers to justify their lack of decency. And some interesting comments on this.
Yes, Swifty Kim said, get a grip, Karen. The dead people there are probably happy to get more visitors who aren't crying in mourning. LOL.
Angela on Facebook says, doesn't the lawnmower run over the graves every week? How is this different?
That is really a valid point. I mean, you have to keep up the grounds there. Bethany said, honestly, why does she care? It's not like they're yelling and disturbing the visitors. It's not like they're taking a dump on the graves.
Oh, my gosh.
I guarantee the people buried there don't care. They're dead. Just saying.
Jacqueline says, is this a future resting place for Ellen, or are these runners waking the spirits and they're haunting Ellen? I understand her point of view, but not everyone believes that souls of people are actually where their bodies are resting. So if they're not hurting or vandalizing anything, I really just don't see the issue here. All right, Paul, what's your thought?
Well, I would never jog in any cemetery these days. Because you never know. I mean, there's people sleeping everywhere these days. Mm. There's people stealing flowers off gravestones. Yeah, I mean, that's just very low. So you don't know who's spooking around in the cemetery.
All right. Paul has a point there.
Uh-huh.
Mike, what's your thought?
Hey, man, what y'all are talking about, you know, you could practice driving at the cemetery. Nobody's going to get killed. They already did.
Okay. That's not going to help Ellen, though. She's upset.
What about joggers?
No, man, you know, I think y'all are right. I think the souls like the presence of a person, you know, admiring what everybody has. It's like their tombstones are like their jewelry and all they just want to show them off. So it's good to come out and enjoy yourself, man. You know,
all right.
It is what it is.
Mike, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Perspective.
Y'all have a good morning, y'all.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
you too.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Hey,
oh,
mate.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, mate. Brittany says, I've seen people riding their bikes through a cemetery while visiting a loved one. I really didn't think much of it. But when I took my son one day while visiting, when he was fairly young, he saw a man in white pants and a red shirt dancing around the tombstones. He was pointing and wanting me to look at him. When I looked up, there was no one there. So I guess there's all types of people in cemeteries.
Yeah, you guess. Maybe she's not actually seeing joggers. Maybe the spirits are getting a workout and they're running through.
Sharp left turn.
Yeah. What if? What if, Ellen?
What if? John says, I'm married to a funeral director. I'm kind of an authority on this. As long as you're respectful to families and avoiding services that are in progress.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Sure.
It's okay. Don't run through parked cars. Music has to be on headphones. No littering. So you follow those guidelines and you're respectful.
I mean, you know, honestly, that's no different than really being in public in general.
Yeah, for sure.
Tara said, there's lots of articles and opinions on running in cemeteries. General opinion seems to be that the cemeteries are designed for the living to use. And as long as you're doing it respectfully, many cemeteries don't mind runners. So I think what we're getting at is as long as it's a respectful use of the cemetery, then I think we're fine, Alan.
Yeah, I think maybe this will make her look at it in a different light. Now, if you see anyone doing anything disrespectful,
then I would just call the police.
Then call the authorities.
Like I said, I am a runner. I don't run. I have several routes that I do. None of them are through a cemetery. However, I've driven through several cemeteries, and they are all beautiful and well-manicured.
Landscaping. Well, John said sign up for a walking tour of Cave Hill.
Yeah,
I was going for a stroll in a beautiful area.
Cave Hill is a beautiful cemetery that we have here. And I've driven through Cave Hill before and thought to myself, man, this would be a cool place to jog.
Well, you know what? They're supposed to be peaceful and comforting for, you know, family members who have, you know, people there who they can go and visit and feel close to them again. So I think that the whole idea around it is supposed to be, you know, serene and peaceful and, you know, a happy place to go.
Yeah.
And enjoy, you know, beautiful grounds. And if people want to jog through there, I don't think that they're doing anything wrong.
All right. Now, do you do the thing where you hold your breath when you go by a cemetery?
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. It's like a wives' tale, right?
Yeah, when you're driving in a car and you pass by a cemetery, you say, cemetery on the left, and then you, hold your breath so you're not breathing out of respect to those who are in the cemetery, and then you see how long
because
you can
because you
hold
don't
your
want
breath.
Them to be jealous? What is the matter with you? I don't understand.
It's not something
the
I've made up.
That.
It's something
I know,
that
but
is
I've never
just a thing.
Understood it. Like, what's the mentality? Well, like, hold your breath but, so they're not jealous that you're still breathing.
I know, but
what
my
is that?
Point is if you're trying to do that and you're running through a cemetery, I don't know you're going to get very far.
That's not going to be helpful
no,
for your job.
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. I think we've exhausted this, and we've given Ellen maybe a different perspective.
Maybe she'll look at it a little bit differently now. Yeah. If you know she's sees people being disrespectful, I can understand that she gets upset about that. But if they're just going about their day for the hashtag fitness and they want to enjoy the beautiful grounds, then okay.
All right, cool. Ellen, thank you. That is group therapy.